Brian Hogevane, hello, my friend.
Howdy, John. How are you doing?
Thanks for coming on a little earlier here today.
Yeah, no problem. Anytime.
We'd love to have you on. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. You heard my question of the day, Brian.
I did.
There are dozens of examples of stories like this. Someone buys what looks like a paperweight, something you can hold in your hand. They buy it at a garage sale or an estate sale, only to find out afterwards, yes, it's worth a ton of money, but you aren't allowed to keep it. You can't answer this question, Brian, but you had a couple good guesses. We ready to go to the phone lines for a couple more?
Let's do it.
Pete, what do you think the answer is?
Hi, John. What is a meteorite?
I love that you answered it in the form of a question again, Pete. Love when you do that. I have to buzz you as a no, though, on this.
Oh.
I know, because a million people are texting meteorites. As far as I know, and Brian, I don't know if you know this any more than I do, because when you said meteorite, I looked it up, Pete. If it falls from the sky naturally, that is your property if you get it.
Absolutely, that is correct.
If it naturally falls from the sky, you get to keep the meteorite.
Oh, but one to learn on.
One to learn on. There we go. Thanks, Pete. Thanks for calling. Dennis has a guess. Dennis, what do you think?
Stolen artwork.
Stolen artwork, I imagine, would be, especially like World War II stolen artwork.
Oh, sure. Yeah, absolutely. And anything that's known stolen has to be returned.
But I don't think you'd mistake that for a paperweight, so I don't get to include that as an answer to the question of the day. But a good guess, Dennis. I'd say it's something you hold in your hand. Boy, I think a lot of people that are saying meteorite are close, but not quite a meteorite. Okay, Brian, how are things going lately? I keep on reading the prices of gold and silver on the show, and I keep on expecting to say, well, they're down a bunch. Gold and silver's come back down, and it keeps on defying.
Yes.
I don't want to say defying the odds, because it's a good investment for a lot of people, but it keeps going up.
It's just exactly where it's supposed to be based on the current economic situation that we're in. I mean, it just, that's exactly what it is, what it does. And it's strong, and it's a good product always to have. If you wanted to buy and invest, we do sell it for that purpose. And if you have some and maybe you want to do something else, you want to sell that stuff off, I'm there to buy it. So it works both ways.
You ready to get some texts and calls?
Absolutely.
312-981-7200. You can guess the question of the day, or you can suggest something that you want to know if Brian is, if it's worth something. 630 says, and I'm glad they texted this in. We've gotten this a few times. My dad has a giant grandfather clock. So not just a regular size grandfather clock, a giant one. He can't bring it to Brian, understandably. Do you pick stuff up and how much is it worth? Grandfather clocks, not what you do, right?
Not really what we do, but we can do, you know, house calls if necessary. If
like
someone
if it,
had a massive enough collection, we can do that. It's possible.
But not of grandfather clocks.
Not a grandfather clocks, no.
I was reading a story about wondering when grandfather clocks would come back in. When I watch old Price is Right episodes, yes, I do that sometimes. Boy, the grandfather clock was one of the big prizes.
Oh, yeah.
They're not in yet, are they? Are they starting to come back?
They are starting to come back. It is very interesting. I am friends with a local shop down the street from us that sells grandfather clocks. And he said that the age is now lowering of who is buying a new clock to put in their home.
Really?
Yeah, I thought that was interesting.
From 84 to 82.
84 to 82.
No, I don't.
It's interesting, though. I mean, I mean, honestly, when he told me, I'll be honest, I was a little shocked. I was like, wow. I'm like, that's actually great news because, you know, that's a very much an interesting piece to adorn your home with that, has fallen out, but now is making a resurgence.
What's old is new again. I mean,
absolutely.
We went through an era of minimalism, right, and big open concept floor plans. The open concept still there, but we're starting to get some divisions in rooms now again in terms of style.
Correct.
And minimalism is going away in
yes.
a lot of new styles. People want a lot of stuff on the walls. That is starting to come back. I'm not surprised that the grandfather clock.
Well, since a lot of people have moved to doing trips or doing experiences, they're going to need those walls to hang the pictures of those trips and those experiences. So,
absolutely. All right, let's get a guess to the question of the day. Larry, what is something that you can find in an estate sale, but if you get it, well, it may be worth a lot more than the owner thought. You got to give it back. What is it?
A moon rock.
It is a moon rock, yes.
That is correct.
If any of the Apollo mission moon rocks that came back find their way into your property, NASA requires you to bring it back. The only exception to that is if you buy a moon rock from some of the Soviet, obviously they didn't go out there, but they collected some, Some of those have been legally sold. But if you buy it from a NASA, from an Apollo mission, got to give it back, Larry. Do you have one, Larry?
I do not.
That's good. Well, that's even if you do, you shouldn't. I'm glad you didn't say it on air because NASA would be knocking on your door. Give you a high five, Larry. We don't have any T-shirts left for the week, but thank you for playing, my friend. Okay, that's great. Larry got the answer. 312-981-7200. Glad we got that out of the way. So now we can get to more questions and concerns. 309, I have four cases, full cases, never opened, 1986 to 1991 Topps baseball cards. Should they open them and bring them to you? Should they bring them to you unopened and you'll look at them together? What?
Unopened. Leave it absolutely sealed. Do not open anything.
Will you open it with them? Or
no,
are you going to sell that in some...
Yeah, you sell it in the form that it is. You want the sealed case. That's ideal.
Why? Why wouldn't you want to look if there's something really great in the inside? Or is the mystery what people pay for?
It's the mystery that people pay for.
Ooh.
And yeah, so one of the other things that... I know I've mentioned people about certifying baseball cards, certifying coins, authenticating stuff. There's a service that also authenticates sealed boxes.
Ooh, to make sure they're really sealed.
Yeah, they make sure they haven't been tampered with. Because the older boxes had wax packs, and unscrupulous people would have opened them up carefully, pulled out the good cards, substituted them with something not so good, and then resealed the packs.
So how much might something this be worth?
So these cases do vary in price, you know, from hundreds of dollars to thousands.
Okay.
Yep.
Depending on the year,
depending on the year, the brand, what sport.
This is Topps baseball.
Well, we're here to buy.
All right.
We'll definitely bring them in.
We're here to buy. 309, head to Brian the Cash Man, 16 West Ogden in Westmont. Really quickly to follow up with Kevin's friend who had gotten some corks from the World Series Championship Cubs locker room that night in Cleveland. You and I were just talking about like 2016 or just general memorabilia. When is it worth the most? Is it like 10 years after the team wins the World Series when people are like, that's when I want it? When is that value peak in something like that?
The year that it happened.
Right away.
Right away. That's the peak.
Is it because that's when the market's like, I want to capture everything from this?
I want everything. I got to have it. I want to have that experience. I want to be able to look at my wall or have that item in my hand to experience that. That moment, and the euphoria of
the fan might get them to overpay for something too.
Correct.
Right, because they think maybe this will be worth something
more
one day
in the future. And it just, you know, sometimes yes, but most cases it kind of just, teeters a little.
Fizzles out a little
bit. Yeah,
Let's go to Mike. Mike, what do you have for Brian to talk about?
Hi, Brian. Hi, John. I've got Hall of Famer Robin Roberts. I've got a postcard autographed by him in a blue Sharpie. It's got artwork on it with his face and him pitching a baseball, number 36. And I also have from his inauguration day when he was inaugurated into the Hall of Fame, I got a 3x5 card. It's gray. It says Robin Evan Roberts, Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Day, August 8, 1976, Cooperstown, New York. And there's a line, and it's in script. It wrote his name, Robin Roberts.
Nice.
And the card is actually number 2999 in red ink.
Okay. Are you a Phillies fan, Mike?
No. I'm a baseball fan.
Cool.
I collect baseball autographs through the mail.
I love that.
Brian, very nice.
It's a very specific item.
No, Robin Roberts, you know, definitely, it's a name that's still out there. Collectors still do buy it. And, autographs from him are readily available. So, you know, typically items like that, anywhere, you know, $25 to $100, depending on the type of item signed.
So that might be something, Mike, I don't know if you were going to sell it anyways, but something to keep. But yeah, in that $25 to $100 range, okay?
That sounds great. Thanks so much. Hey, Brian,
yes.
I was the guy with the Ron Santo shirt. I'm going to bring it in Tuesday for you to take a look at.
Sounds fantastic. That sounds great. We'll see you then.
We'll see you Tuesday. Okay. Thank you very much, Mike. 312-981-7200. A lot of great texts coming in. Someone has an antique stove built in the 20s. I can see it right now. You can see the picture of it. That is certainly an antique stove.
Yep.
Do you want someone tregging in with their stove?
No.
Respectfully. Why not?
It's a very large, very bulky type of an item. It's, you know, very disconcerting. Collectors going to want that type of an item.
Meaning that there's not a ton of people that are like,
there's not
itching
a ton
for antique stoves?
It's correct.
There's so not from a business perspective, it's hard for you to move physically and actually moving the item. Yes.
Yeah. It's definitely a neat item.
It's cool.
It's cool. I'd hate to see it go by the wayside, but it's not something that we generally deal in.
Got to be honest with them, Brian, as you always are. 773, are these original CTA tokens still in the pack worth anything?
There's a little collector value. Generally, the tokens sell between 50 cents and a dollar a piece. You know, that's the retail price. I actually have a couple dozen of those little rolled CTA tokens at the store. We kind of show every now and then. Yeah.
Okay. 77
item.
Yeah. 773, grandmother's mesh purse from the 20s. That sounds like a simple thing to me, but you say there's some complications with this.
They're very they're very interesting. You know, these were well made, very nicely made during the 20s, about the right time. But they made them out of just like a simple base metal. They made them silver plated. They actually made them out of sterling silver, and we have even bought some that were made out of solid 18 karat gold.
Whoa!
So they can be worth, you know, from the in the you know, dollars range to thousands of dollars.
Wait, you paid thousands of dollars for a grandma's mesh purse before?
We certainly have.
So that's something you absolutely check out before you throw out.
Definitely, 100%.
I think that's like the item we're talking about here, where people like have it in a drawer. It's cool. They think maybe I'll get like $100 for something like this or $20. And that may be the case.
It might.
But it may be worth thousands.
It could be.
And there's so many that are probably in a dumpster, in a landfill.
I wouldn't doubt it. Not one bit.
Check it out before you throw it out.
Always.
All right, Brian the Cash Man. You can just call Brian, too.
That's right.
Just like you should check out your financial future with Tuesdays with Tim Stearns, you should check out the stuff you have.
That's right.
I've often been saying, because we talk about this mysterious drawer that everyone has, what if we ran a little promotion, Brian? Maybe for the next Cash Man Cash Bash, where we just tell people to pull out the whole drawer and bring it over.
Just bring the whole drawer in.
I'll take all the rubber bands and the pens.
All right.
I'll give people like 10 cents for those. Could always use more rubber
bands. Sure. I'll take the gold and the
silver. You'll take the gold and
the
silver.
The platinum and the palladium.
You'll give them real money for it.
And I'll give them cash.
Because everyone has that drawer.
They do.
Now, we also cannot guarantee that the drawer will go back in. That is not our problem. You have taken the drawer out on your own accord.
That's right.
That's the warning. All right. That idea is going in the trash. Let's go to Jim. On line one. Hello, Jim. What do you have for Brian?
Hey, guys. Quick question. I got an autographed photo framed of Jordan and Shaq with the Magic. It hasn't been...
Authenticated?
Authenticated, but I got it from a relative, and, I mean, I don't think it's fake. It looks pretty real. If it is real... How much are we talking about?
So it's a photo of the two of them and both of them signed over the photo of themselves?
Yes.
Okay. Brian, talk us through this.
Yeah, that's definitely a good piece. And honestly, the absolute key thing is it's got to be authenticated.
So can he bring it
number
into you
one
and
thing,
you can start this process?
I can take a look at it for him for sure. You know, something like that, you know, is definitely over $1,000.
Whoa.
So
really?
Sure.
If it's obviously, if it's authenticated.
If it's authentic, it's got to pass.
So if it was just a picture of MJ signed with MJ's name, would that be worth more than $1,000? Or does, in this case,
So here it is. When it comes to Michael Jordan's autograph and his signature, the type of item that is actually being signed, okay, the quality, the clarity of the signature, is it smudged? Is it, you know, is there damage to it? Is it a black Sharpie? Is it a silver Sharpie? You know, all those things play into the fact for the value, the size of the piece. All that stuff matters, you know. And again, is it authentic?
Right.
That's the key question here.
Jim, where are you at, by the way?
I live in Bloomingdale. I know where your place is. I've driven past it.
Oh, good.
How much does it cost to get it authenticated?
Good question.
So here it is. I can look at it for you and give you my personal opinion of whether or not you should send it out to have it authenticated.
You'll be able to maybe sift through what's obvious.
What the authenticators charge, I don't have those numbers off the top of my head. Now, for Jordan, because it's Jordan, it's in the hundreds of dollars.
To get it authenticated?
Yes.
Wow.
Absolutely.
Really? So he's got to put a pretty investment in, but if it pays off, it could be worth thousands.
That's correct.
Okay. Jim, why don't you just bring it over to Brian and just look at it. I mean, he might see an obvious forgery and save you the time and money, okay?
Yes, will do. Thank you very much.
All right, take care. Good questions there by Jim. Okay, let's go to the text line and take a look. Alfred E. Newman life-sized hooked rugs made by my husband in the mid-70s. He had drew the image on the canvas and hooked it with yarn. Never heard of anything like that. I don't even know what all those words mean, but yeah. Do you?
I do. I do know exactly what that is. That's a neat piece that should stay with your family.
Well said. I have a Grant Hill rookie card from the 815 and a plastic holder. Got it in 1998. That worth anything?
It could be. It just depends on which one you have.
Really? Like, there's a certain picture?
Could be a few dollars to, you know, if you had a signed, you know, a signed edition of his rookie, you know, from his rookie season type card.
But not signed, we're not talking about a lot of money here.
Not necessarily. Just, you know, condition, which one? You know, there's many that were made.
847 has something, again, I don't know what these words mean all in a row. Sometimes you do, though, so I'll just say them. For Brian the Cashman, difficult to explain, but I have an album set 76 speed on how to do Morse code.
So it's the speed at which the record would play. So yes. It's an older record. It's teaching you how to do Morse code. It's neat.
Hey kids, let's gather around the old record player tonight. We're all going to learn a thing or two. Beep, 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 and you just replicate it.
That's right. I got
Here's
it.
An S. Yeah. Dot dot dot. Here's an O. Dash dash dash.
Yeah.
That's the only two I know.
I know. Everyone knows.
So how much is that worth?
No.
Nothing.
No. It's just you know, minimal value. Maybe you know, to somebody who's a radio enthusiast may have an interest. Generally,
I'm a radio enthusiast.
Yes,
and I'm not buying
ham radio. Oh, very ham good. Radio enthusiast.
I don't mean to knock it. I'm sure it's a cool thing.
No, definitely it is.
I want to listen to it. And is the other side, like, is it A through H on one side? And okay, never mind. 630, I have a 1966 bottle of Dom Perignon champagne. I assumed unopened. What about booze?
You know, I'll take a look at it.
You're not going to drink it, though.
No, I mean, a big couple questions. You know, has it been properly stored? You know, how does the, you know, obviously condition look of the cork and the wrapping and the label and everything else. But yeah, I'm happy to take a look at it for you.
Okay, 630. Do you see these coins, Brian? Are you able to see what these are? What are they worth is the simple question. They're like Liberty. There's a woman's face on the front and looks like the eagle on the back. Do you want me to zoom into those?
I got it. It's a $10 gold piece. It's a Liberty Head $10 gold piece. It looks like it was 1885.
Gold plated, or it's actually gold?
No, that's actual gold. Yeah, absolutely.
So
you 1500 plus.
Whoa! Just
is a fast, quick number off the top of my head.
630 is your area code too. So and mine as well. So bring it in, right?
Bring it in.
630. Bring that in.
Bring it in.
It's really cool. Okay, 312-981-7200. Tell you what, I don't want to rush another call. We're going to have to hold these off till another time. I'm sorry, we're just about out of time. Brian, we had some great questions on the line. We've talked about Walter Payton's signature in the past. He signed a lot of stuff over the years. Cubs t-shirts from 2016, cool, but they're not signed or anything, probably not worth all that much, Brian.
Okay. No, generally.
All right, well, we'll have to save the rest of these for the next time you're on. Brian, where can people reach you at?
They can reach me at 630-969-9600, and they can call or text that number.
So they can do that. The three people that just missed a call, or if you texted and you didn't get it, they can text you.
Yes, they can.
630-969-9600. Brian the Cashman, 16 West Ogden in Westmont. Take care, my friend.
All righty, John. Thank you.